Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. Dave is the author of Up Your Business, 7 Steps to Fix, Build, or Stretch Your Organization, the second edition, revised and expanded. Dave, is that the new one?
That is the new one, yes. And, that is the newer one. And the first version did real well. They wanted to expand on it, so there you go.
All right. And How to Run Your Business by the Book is one of my favorites of his.
Thank you.
And, Dave, we're talking about how to know when to quit, how to know when to step aside. You know, there's the old story of Napoleon Hill talked about the story about the miner that drilled and drilled and drilled for 20 years or whatever, and then he abandoned his mine, and another guy came into the mine, moved over 3 feet, and found gold. You know,
yeah,
you know, in 2 days or something like that. But still, you got to know when to quit. And but there's another thing that I've thought about a lot, and I've talked about on the show. My audience has heard me say this many times, and I think this is a way to inform yourself about what you're doing. And I say that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. A lot of businesses don't need a lot of small business, a lot of big business. They don't need to get out of the shoestring business because people are still buying shoestrings.
That's right.
But maybe the way they're selling the shoestrings, maybe the way they're making the shoestrings is what's the problem. So fall in love with your business, but don't fall in love with how you do business. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think one of the first rules of strategy is look like a laser on your goal, but don't become attached to how you get there.
Right.
Don't fall in love with your plan. I mean, you know, you've got to stay nimble, and especially today, you've got to be able to recognize when you know you may need to tweak something or change something or just totally blow something up. But I think that flexibility is so important today, rather than staying rigid in that foolish consistency we talked about earlier.
Well, you know, the story is famous about the railroad industry that forgot that they were in the transportation industry. They thought they were in the railroad industry.
Yes.
And when trucks came along, many of them went out of business.
That's right. That's so true. I mean, I love the way you put that, and I'm sure that's an excellent chapter in your book. But you know, it's just commitment is noble, rigidity is not. And today,
say that again.
Commitment is noble, rigidity is not. You've got to.
That's going to be on the test, folks.
Well, it's like when you look at businesses today. And you've heard this, and you've seen this, but it's not so much a matter of the big eating the small. It's the swift eating the slow.
Yeah.
And it's people who can change, people who can reinvent things, people who do not stay locked on the
wrong path. You've got to lead change. You can't just accept change. You can't even just manage it. You've got to lead it today.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people, they think they can sit back and delegate it with a memo or a voicemail. But you've got to lead this thing, and you've got to be in the trenches of your business to even know what needs to be changed or what's not necessary to change. It's also important to know what shouldn't be changed.
And you know something else, though, Dave. We have to recognize it's not our nature as human beings to like change.
No.
So we have to realize we have to start this project realizing, okay, it's going to be my nature to be against this.
Exactly. It's just like we said. It's just like we said earlier that the natural thing seems to keep going. It doesn't seem natural to quit. But it says in Ecclesiastes, everything has a season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a season for everything. It is natural. There are endings to things, and you don't want to wait until it's too late to figure it out. Whether it is the wrong person, the wrong product, the wrong strategy, the same principles apply.
Right. No question about it. Dave, I got about a minute or so. Last thoughts on this.
You know, just Jack Welch had a great quote that has helped me a lot over the years. And he said, great leaders look reality dead in the eye, and they act upon it with as much speed as they possibly can. And I do think some people look at reality, but they still won't act on it. They still hope it's not reality. And I just think if we can improve our vision as business people and get that 2020 vision and face reality more quickly and act upon it and realize that change is a normal thing, that endings are a normal thing, we're going to continue to grow our business, and not stay locked in a lost cause.
Well, you know, Dave, I think what you hit on something there, because if you're not using foresight, if you're not seeing anything coming at you from over the horizon, then everything you see that's relevant, that's valid, is in front of you. But if you've got some vision, if you're looking over the horizon, you can see, okay, what I'm doing I love, but it's not going to last long. There's something else that's going to replace it. I better get on that boat.
And get on it before somebody else does or before it's too late. That's
well
really that's really a key.
LearnToLead.com, is that right?
That is correct.
That's the website, folks. Up Your Business, the new second edition, revised and expanded, is the new release of his first great book. Hey, Dave, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank
Dave
you.
Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.